Oranges pulled by my oranges round.
Oh, save me, Nell, save me.
Why, girl, you'll spill the oranges.
Save me for Roger Fairfax's sake.
Fairfax, back, gentlemen.
Yield her in the king's name.
Ah, the king may rule in Whitehall, but Nell Gwyn rules in Old Drury.
We only wish to take a kiss. Will you give one for her?
Gladly, my lord. Another? No. You don't like my kisses, eh?
Not those.
They're all I have for you. Now they are gone.
How can I ever thank you?
You owe me no thanks. But tell me, do you know Sir Roger Fairfax? You spoke his name.
Today a letter was brought to me from him. He told me he had been banished from England.
Banished? Sir Roger, banished from England.
He will not leave England until he has seen me.
You must be very dear to him, for him to risk so much to see you. Tell me, what are you to him?
His betrothed.
His betrothed? You?
He spoke of you in his letter. He said you would take any message from me to him. He has but you. He trusts but you. You are his friend. Will you be mine?
His betrothed. Will you tell me your name?
I am Olivia Vernon.
The greatest heiress in all the west of England.
Lord Jeffreys persecutes Roger and drives him from England that he may force me to marry Lord Rochester.
Oh, he must not fall into the hands of Lord Jeffreys. He would be lost.
What can we do? What can we do?
Save him.
Yes, but how? How?
I don't know. Look yonder. See if Roger comes. He told her to ask aid of me. Ah, Nell, you mustn't fail. And he loves her. He loves her. He might have told me. Oh. Why should he tell me? What am I to him but the poor starving girl whom he raised from the steps of the prison where I had fallen fainting while my father lay dying within? What was I to him then, save one of the many who suffer, one of the many his bounty relieved? What am I to him now, that he should have told me? And yet, Nell, he sent her to you. You, whom he only knew as a homeless beggar. Ah, Nell, he trusted you. She must be all the world to him. Yet he sent her to you. The voice of your heart must be silenced. 'Tis only the voice of your gratitude can speak to you now. Roger.
Olivia.
They're bound. They're bound.